This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, we're so close to the annual enrollment period. Once again, phone calls are welcome, 866-391-1020. 65, soon to be 65, signing up for the first time, or you're just saying, we need to save a few dollars but have the same coverage, you're going to revisit. Remember, there is never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334. Call them at the office. We have advisors till noon standing by. But call us right now with any Medicare question you have. 866-391-1020. Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, prescription drug prices, all of the above. Call us. 866-391-1020. Ready, set, go. And I'm not talking about the backyard brawl between Pitt and West Virginia. I'm talking about us huddling up. And it's go time.
It really is. And Rob, let me tell you, this is how crazy things have been for us lately. I had no idea that the backyard brawl was today. Legitimately, until right this moment, I had zero recollection of the fact that that's now.
Now, listen, you know, I pride myself in knowing a little bit about football.
Mm-hmm.
I am a sportscaster as much as I am a broadcaster and entertainer. I'm talking to my oldest son. He said to me, I'm going to the game. I said, great. He goes, well, Cam, who's his half-brother, is now on the roster of the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
So I want to wish Cam Rosinski the best of luck today. And I was rooting for Pitt anyway, but now I'm rooting even more. So I was very happy about that story.
That is very cool. And good luck to Cam indeed.
Absolutely.
And to the whole family. That's amazing. But you are correct. We are drawing nearer to the annual enrollment period. And as a result, today's show is all about you, the listener. So what concerns do you have with Medicare, with all the things that you might be hearing in the news? Are you worried about rising costs? Because those are coming. Are you looking at plan disruptions, maybe, where there's a plan that might be pulling out of the market? We're going to be seeing a little bit of that. Coverage reductions. So we're going to have lesser dollar amounts available in certain areas. Or benefit adjustments. Are you concerned about any of those areas? I would say that now is the time to start thinking ahead. And what we're going to do today is get your questions answered in real time. So please understand, related to Medicare, there is no such thing, especially in the Medicare space, there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you're thinking it, I assure you hundreds in our listening audience right now have the same thoughts and considerations. That. So be that voice. Make it heard today. We would love to hear from you. In the second segment, we're going to talk to you about how to read your upcoming annual notice of change. It's the document that you get from your current insurance company that's going to tell you how your plan behaved in 2025 and then what changes are going to be happening to your specific plan in 2026. So I'm going to give you some particular details that you're going to want to circle. So you might want to get your pen and paper or even your notes in your smartphone handy, because I'm going to tell you especially the areas of consideration that are probably going to have some adjustments that you're going to want to pay special attention to. Of course, if you want our help in helping you understand your annual notice of change, of course, MediConnect stands ready to serve. 888-818-6334. So get in the queue now. Have your voice heard and questions answered. And we're calling 866-391-1020. So mm-hmm. Come on in, join the show. We would love to hear from you. But before we get into the heaviness of Medicare, as always, we're going to talk a little bit about history today, lighten up the show a little bit. And I understand today is September 13th. Am I right about that? Did I get the date right this time?
You are right.
All right. So I'm one for one so far today. So interesting tidbits of this day in history. First, way back in 1909, Ty Cobb clinched the home run title for the American League by hitting his ninth dinger of the season. Fun fact, they were all inside the park home runs because back in those days, of course, the fields were much, much larger. And he was a faster player, to my understanding.
And he would foul down his spikes, and they were like razor blades, so everybody got out of his way.
Yeah, which I know he wasn't the nicest person, so very competitive. And nine home runs won the title back in those days, where we have a couple players already right now that are over 50.
You know, he died with about $30 million, which is like about $200 million today, because he put all of his earnings into a little company that was beginning in Georgia, because he was called the Georgia Peach.
Right.
And that company became Coca-Cola.
Whew.
I know, right place, right time.
Rinse, for sure. Moving way ahead to 1965, the Beatles released their hit single Yesterday, which is one of my favorite songs by them.
Great song.
Oh, my goodness. Been covered many times over as well, but their original, I think, is best. Great, great tune there.
Written on a cocktail napkin on a train coming back from Germany to Liverpool, England.
Get out of here.
Just on a cocktail napkin. Paul McCartney turned it over, had a little two lead pencil, and penned it on a cocktail napkin.
And it was just him and
John Lennon.
Yeah, there was no other musicians in that song, to my understanding.
That's right? It was acoustic.
Yeah, it was incredible. And on a napkin, oh my goodness. See, this is why I do this. I'm so happy to do this show here with you, because you bring the color commentary to
it. No, you're my hero. You know Medicare. Listen, I wouldn't think about going anywhere else. I'm just telling you that right now. Anyway, go ahead.
On the same day, Willie Mays hit his 500th career home run to Say Hey Kid. Finished it with an incredibly respectable 660 lifetime home runs, and was one of the best fielders to ever play the game. Probably, you know, led the way for many future athletes like Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. Incredible athlete himself. Moving ahead to 1974, the pilot episode of The Rockford Files airs on NBC, had a successful run with James Garner as the star of the show.
And you know who else got his start on that show? Tom Selleck.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Would have had no idea.
Yep.
And I think it really brought forth the new genre of like all these detective shows and so forth.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I'm going to harken back to in just a moment. Super Mario Brothers, the very first video game showcasing the legendary Mario, was released in 1985. And it's become one of the most successful video game franchises ever. And, I mean, incredible numbers. And to think that this little Italian guy who, you know, ate marshmallow or mushrooms and then, you know, collected stars and all that stuff had become the most successful franchise ever.
And now there are people eating mushrooms to see stars.
That's right. You're so right about that. And then another detective show, Law & Order, launched on this day in 1990. And another incredibly successful TV franchise. And to this day, I'm still a huge fan of Olivia Benson, for sure, as well as her partner, Elliot Staler, from SVU. So, again, Rockford Files launching a whole new genre of television carried all the way forward to even today.
And you know who Olivia Benson's mother is?
I do.
Jane Mansfield.
Yep.
She just did an incredible documentary about her mom. Excellent.
Yep. Elton John released Candle in the Wind, 1997, and an incredible tribute to Princess Diana.
Great song.
And then on the same day, Mother Teresa's funeral card.
She's been gone that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So a lot of history on this day. So when you go to your little cocktail parties later on today, you have some fun facts to throw at all your attendees. But of course, we want to get to the trivia. So the winner of this trivia question, as always, $15 Get-Go gas card. And I went easy on all of you today because my brain power right now is limited. So I went easy. This TV show host gave away hundreds of cars to their studio audience on this day in 2004, named a TV personality. I'm sure you know it, Rob.
I do, and I have such respect for this person.
Too. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. So if you know the answer, the number to call?
Oh, 412. Now, I thought you were asking me.
No, not yet.
41, I could use a $15 get-go gas card. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Listen, you need to call. right now. You need to call right now. 866-391-1020. Get your questions in. All right, as we go to break, let's run the seminars.
Yeah, so September 16th, this coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock, we're at the Baird Private Wealth Management up in Wexford. September 25th, Quality Inn, New Kensington. September 30th, Ligonier Library. You hear that, folks? We're going out to Ligonier. October 7th, we're at the Sewickley Library. And October 14th, Holiday Inn Express, Irwin. If you're new to Medicare, reserve your seats, please. We've been having a lot of people show up without announcing their attendance. So please, if you do intend to attend, give us a call, 888-818-6334, so that we can register your seat and provide the correct amount of material for you so you can get your Medicare career started on the right foot.
If you have any Medicare questions, don't wait. The enrollment period is just around the corner. If you peek around the corner, you can see it literally weeks away. 866-391-1020 for that. And to make an appointment with them, never a charge for their services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Hey, we have a winner already in our trivia contest. It's Patricia from Pittsburgh. So here's the question and here's the winning answer.
As I said, I was going easy on the audience today because my brain power just isn't there right now. So this TV show host gave away hundreds of cars to their studio audience on this day in 2004. The TV personality was Oprah Winfrey.
The best.
I mean, the meme still lives on to this day of you get a car, you get a car. So like,
what about me?
I know, right? Well, we're not good enough? I think we do a pretty good job.
I'll tell you, what she's done with her life, it's absolutely one that they're going to be talking about long after we're all gone.
I would agree. Yeah, I mean, you talk about legacies. That's a pretty important one, but I'll stack yours up to hers, my friend. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thank you very, very much. But here's what would be a game changer bucket list. Have her and Gail King come to interview me.
There we go.
And then I'd be like, okay, game over. I'm done.
Hey, MediConnect will sponsor that.
Listen, hey, I got to mention one thing. Lance and he was so nice to join us. We were out at the AHN Brentwood Neighborhood Hospital following a visit here with us on MediConnect. You have really brought so many incredible people to the show. We had Cal McCormick on the other night again, Blueberry Pharmacy that you all introduced us to. And Lance, who like you and Mark and Laura, you guys are really just so good at what you do. We went out there and did a nice video. I just want to say this on behalf of those of us who really care about healthcare and people, many of them we talk about all the time here and will as we head towards the enrollment period. But AHN and Highmark, a healthcare company, these neighborhood hospitals are unbelievable. unbelievable. That one in Brentwood, what a beautiful thing to have in that community. So I just wanted to take time to say thank you for inviting Lance and I. We had a really nice day.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the whole purpose of my work in specifically inside of MediConnect is to bring more resources to our audience that, because we handle the healthcare needs for people. When it comes to your health insurance, we got you covered. But many of our clients have needs that fall far outside of Medicare, and we do not specialize in those areas whatsoever. We do one thing and we do it well. All these other avenues that people need help with, we want to have a team of resources available at our fingertips, because the more resourceful we could be, the more important we become to the community. So we're always out there getting to meet new people who could potentially enhance the relationships and enhance the retirements of people who are in, you know, in our community here. So it's always a pleasure to be involved in anything you do, Rob, but it was a very important meeting for us as well.
Well, last thing, and I'll let you get back to the business of why we're here today, but one of the things that I asked Lance, and I'll ask you the same question, that makes these neighborhood hospitals so attractive, if you're on Medicare, obviously you move a little slower, you don't travel as far from home, and the idea is when you need healthcare, you want to be able to get there. And it's not necessarily an age thing, but when you're older, it's an important thing, and that's one thing that these neighborhood hospitals do.
Well, I mean, think about where all the hospitals are located in the city.
Oh.
Oakland.
Right.
North Hills area.
North Side.
These are pretty congested areas from a traffic perspective. Not exactly the most convenient because of the layout of the city. You have to go across bridges or through tunnels in order to get to some of these places. So to have these pop-up hospitals inside of these neighborhoods that can serve the community prior to you needing to travel that journey to get to the hospital, try to accommodate parking and one-way streets and everything else, because we know that, you know, those areas are plentiful in one-way streets and unfortunately not enough parking. You know, it's important to have healthcare accessible to you.
Absolutely.
And they do a wonderful job.
All right, and easy parking too, which is such a key. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to remind you again, annual enrollment period, days away. You have any question on your mind about Medicare, any question at all, now's the time to call, especially prescription drug prices, the Inflation Reduction Act, that donut hole. That's become a big ticket item. Hey, we want to hear from you. This is a chance to do a little prep work. And then you, after you call 866-391-1020, you call 888-818-6334 and set up an appointment with MediConnect. Advisors standing by till noon, never a charge for their services. Again, our lines are available. Get these questions in right now, 866-391-1020. Go ahead.
So you're going to be receiving, if you have not yet, you are soon going to be receiving your annual notice of change from your current insurance company. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to get the full breakdown of benefits of what's going to be available on your Medicare Advantage plan. If you have a Medigap policy, you're going to be getting a breakdown of your prescription drug annual notice of change. So they're pretty similar in that respect. So let's talk about that a little bit. The things that you are going to want to pay attention to, please write these down because this is going to be important for you from a comparison perspective. This is what you're going to want to know. So first, you're going to want to look at, obviously, your monthly premium. There probably will be some adjustments to a large percentage of the plans in our market where the premium is going to adjust. Please take special note of that, okay? Because we already know Part B is going to be going up next year. So the money you give the government, that's going up. We understand that Social Security is not getting a huge increase in, like in years past. As a result, you got to make sure that what you're living on in your fixed income is attainable for you. So monthly premium is number one. Number two, and this is a big one, look at your inpatient hospital copay. And here is why, folks. Many plans in the market have been able to provide per stay benefits over the last few years. A lot of those plans moving forward into 2026 are moving to per day. Big difference there, folks. So I know this all too well because of the health situation that my mom is in. She's been hospitalized a couple times this year, extended stays each time. My mom has a per stay copay on her insurance right now. Next year, that might not be the case where they'll charge each and every day that you're in the hospital. That is going to be impactful, so please pay attention to that. You're also going to look at your imaging costs. So when you're looking at like CTs, MRIs, x-rays, any sort of advanced imaging, there's going to be some adjustments there as well. Of course, specialist copays, you know, the not your primary care doctor, but, you know, your cardiologist or any other specialty, there could be some adjustments there. Physical or occupational therapy copays, that's a big item as well. And then lastly, the next area you're going to want to pay attention to is your maximum out-of-pocket. There will be adjustments there as well as there are every year. So you want that number to be as low as possible. Unfortunately, it looks like this is going to be another year where a lot of them go up again. So please pay attention to what that looks like. The problem with the annual notice of change, however, and I want to make this very well known to our listening audience today, is the fact that it does not tell you per medication what your copay adjustment is going to be. So if you're taking lisinopril or any other medication, what you're paying now is not published, nor will it be published for next year inside of that document. So you're not going to be able to look inside of your annual notice and change and know what your copay difference will be for your medications. And we understand that the Part D deductible is going up next year. And it's also going to be more widespread implemented. So more plans are going to have a deductible going into 2026. So you really, if nothing else, folks, whether you work with MediConnect or another firm or advisor or what have you, you really want to get plugged into what is going to happen with the cost of my prescription drugs, because there likely will be differences that will be impactful to your budget. So even when you look at your annual notice of change, I just want to drive this point home one more time, you're not going to be able to see inside of that document what your prescription drug copays are going to do. You're going to have to connect with your agent or connect with MediConnect in order to get that lay of the land. So if you need help understanding what that's all going to look like for you, 888-818-6334. Of course, all of our services free to you. There's never a cost, never an obligation. We just want to give you great information to provide confidence and comprehension to your coverage. So again, give us a call. We'll be happy to help. If you want to get your questions answered on air, we still have lines open, 866-391-1020. And before we get to the break, Rob, if you don't mind, I'm going to go over the seminars one more time.
Yep.
September 16th, we're going to be at the Baird Private Wealth Management Firm out in Wexford. September 25th, Quality Inn in New Kensington. September 30th, Ligonier Library. I'm super excited to go there. October 7th, I will also be at the Swickley Library. And then October 15th, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. If you're new to Medicare, come and check us out.
And remember, these are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space by calling 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Rob Taylor next with the news, bottom of the hour. Then we're back. Your calls right now. If you have anything on your mind about Medicare, call us, 866-391-1020.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, today we're opening the airwaves to our audience so we can hear your questions and comments with Medicare if you feel confused, overwhelmed. If there's something that you've had a hard time understanding and feel it may be limiting your ability to gain the most advantages as far as coverage is concerned, now is the time to make your voice heard. Call us 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Seminars, we'll tell you about them in a little bit. You don't want to miss out on those, but you have to reserve your space. You can also reserve an appointment with the folks at MediConnect by calling right now, 888-818-6334. Never a charge for their services. And to book that reservation at one of these seminars, it's absolutely free. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. So, days away. So what's the thought process? What are you all doing at the office to get ready for this?
Well, actually, before I get into that, let me tell you about something pretty cool that happened this week.
Okay.
So we were invited to present to a group of people in the Murrysville area about all the upcoming changes to Medicare. And I had no idea what to expect when I walked in there. I don't care if there's five people, if there's 35 people there, I'm going to give the same energy and the same information, right? Well, the group was through a church, Mother of Sorrows, out in Murrysville.
I know it well.
And the group is called Boomers and Beyond. And I show up and just kind of, you know, not knowing what to expect, 105 attendees, which was the largest audience I've ever presented in front of live.
So when you were done, they went, Sean Horn has left the building.
Pretty much, like I was Elvis at the
Penguin game. A rock star. Well, but listen. People, they love the fact they can actually sit down and have a conversation.
And they want, correct. And there was a lot of conversation that has, you know, spawned from that. But I'll also say that it was really cool to, you know, to have that type of venue and to have that type of opportunity to get good information into the community. Because at the end of the day, that is what's in our DNA, is being able to put good, credible, confident information into the community so that the consumers can then move with that confidence to obtain comprehensive coverage that also is affordable to your budget. And at the end of the day, if we're doing that, it's a win, no matter how many people show up. So we had that event, also had a seminar the same day in Pine Township up north towards Wexford. Well-attended event there as well. So we're out there getting the information into the community that we're learning right now through the recertification process, which my entire team is pretty much, I'm the last remaining person probably that needs to get through the last few tests. So we're ready. We're sitting in front of the carriers now. They're teaching us on all of the adjustments that are going to be happening in the market. And again, there is going to be movement. Let's talk a little bit about some of the adjustments. And one of the big areas, and this is something I definitely do not agree with in the industry, but one of the areas that we're seeing some change starting in January, that's going to become effective, and accessible starting in October, is we are seeing that a lot of Medicare Advantage plans in the region want to shed their high utilizers of healthcare or people who use their healthcare a lot. So how are they doing that? We're potentially going to be looking at some service area reductions, meaning certain plans may be pulled from the market due to covering expenses too comprehensively in their eyes. Imagine that. They put out plans that are too good and too many people who are sick or honest, so therefore, because it dips into their bank accounts a little too much, they're going to reduce that opportunity. Also, coverage adjustments are going to occur. So if you do keep your plan, the out-of-pocket expense will increase, so you have much more financial skin in the game. Now, why is this all happening? It's happening because insurance companies struggled mightily with adjusting to the donut hole closing. To regain their footing, insurers are attempting to levy costs onto the consumer in other ways. And I went through some of that in the last segment. If you missed it, I'll quickly review that. But if you're someone who is worried that you may struggle with clearly understanding the changes to your plan or the market as a whole, we would definitely be happy to assist. But before we get into how we assist, let's talk about, again, some of these costs or coverage levels that may be adjusting. First, again, when you get your annual notice of change, you're going to want to look at your monthly premium. Pay special attention to your inpatient hospital copay. Specifically, is it per stay or per day? Much different concepts there. Pay attention to your imaging, so MRI, CT scans, your specialist copays, physical occupational therapy, as well as your maximum out-of-pocket. But again, I did not allude to prescription drug coverage because you're not going to be able to see that specific to you and your medications in your annual notice of change. So to get a really good reading on what is going to happen with your prescription drug costs next year, you're going to have to connect with your agent or connect with MediConnect to help get that comparison done, because there will be some adjustments in the market because of the donut hole closing back in January of this year. So to bring that full circle for everybody listening, what is occurring is, unfortunately, insurance companies did not adapt and cover those costs over $2,000 per Medicare beneficiary for 2025. So as a result, what is going to occur is these insurance companies are going to adjust other areas of coverage to make things a little bit more expensive to cover their burden. And I just hit you with those areas that you're going to want to pay special attention to. So if you need that help, let me give you a run through as to what MediConnect provides, because it's been a little bit since we talked about this. So one, you get the top rated expertise and advocation. Rob, we're closing in on 1,300 five-star Google reviews. That doesn't happen by accident, folks. We are intentional by putting in that work and the good information so you can thrive with your coverage. On top of that, we have a independent analysis. So we give zero bias and we're completely free from carrier influence. It is all about helping you thrive with your coverage. You get year-round support through our client experience division. If you have a question about a claim, or why does my drug cost this much, or how do I get this prior authorization pushed through, or your doctor is not being helpful in scheduling you in a timely fashion, that's what client experience is here to do. And we have that internal at MediConnect. They are our employees to help service you. And there's never a cost or obligation, as we talk about weekly on this show. So if you need our help navigating the annual enrollment period, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
You really are an advocate for people. And I just hope that they realize that this is more than just hello, thank you, and goodbye.
You know, I do a lot of events and health fairs and so forth, or senior expos. And, you know, the part that has always broken my heart in this industry, when I come across people who I know they're on plans where they are significantly overpaying and the coverage isn't all that good, but they can't get out of their own way to at least do a comparison to see, because they believe it's too good to be true, or you get what you pay for, or it's not broke, don't fix it. And those are the mindsets that the insurance companies unfortunately take advantage of over time. And we want to prevent that, because especially as the dollar gets tighter, fixed incomes are not going up next year at a significant margin. As a result, we got to make sure that we're putting pieces in place so that people can access healthcare in a way that is affordable to them and also gives them the accessibility to use it. That's a big deal.
Listen, your spouse, your neighbor, your children, even if they're a Rhodes Scholar, more times than not, they can't help you with this stuff, because really it's very complicated and it's unique. And it's something that you need a professional that does it every day. There's no side job for MediConnect. This is what they do. That's why you need to have someone who deals with it every day as it evolves every day.
You know, I was thinking about it when I walked in here this morning. We're so fortunate to work amongst the other hosts on your Saturday morning lineup? I mean, there's a financial advisor, there's us with the retirement planning, there's the home improvement section and estate planning and travel. Like, all of the aspects that are important to people as they retire are covered on Saturday mornings. We're so proud to be a part of that lineup. But you're given great information week in and week out on how to make the most out of an area that not a lot of people get training on how to navigate retirement. You know, HR sets you up through your working years, but when you retire, there's nothing there. We would like to honor the part, at least related to the healthcare end of it, to be that HR department so that you don't have to go at this alone.
Well, look, this is why I'm still working. I don't need to be working, but I work because I really enjoy these shows, because I feel of all the things I do, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, I feel as though these are real game changers, these shows. You know, whether it is, you know, financial stuff, whether it's, you know, Medicare, whether it's, you know, fixing and saving some money, a project around the house, taking a trip with AAA to actually enjoy after your life's work, or to go on that family vacation. We do elder law attorneys. We do them all, you know. And then, of course, Sundays we do gardening.
Yep.
We do cooking shows with Coons Market. So it's all about things that people do every day. But unless you have good health care when you get to this stage in life, after you've worked day in and day out your entire life, one thing that goes wrong could really cost you an opportunity to go on that trip, to do this, to do that. That's why this is such an important hour.
Well, I mean, health is wealth, right? I mean, you don't get a second chance oftentimes. So you got to get it right the first time. So it's very important. And Kathy, we see you. I would love to talk to you. I think we're heading to a break shortly.
Yep.
If you could hang out through the break, I would love to hear your question. Once more, we do have the New to Medicare events upcoming. September 16th, Baird Private Wealth Management in Wexford. September 25th, Quality Inn in New Kensington. September 30th, Ligonier Library. September 7th, Swickley Library. October 14th, Holiday Inn Express.
All right, again, 888-818-6334 to reserve your space, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. Kathy in Belmont, coming up next. Anybody else has a Medicare question, weeks away from that enrollment period, call us now. Final segment, moments away, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so you think Marc-Andre Fleury could actually play?
I think he should play one game.
And retire.
And retire.
As a Penguin.
For sure. I mean, the fan base has never lost their passion in that guy.
Oh, no.
So I think it's a brilliant move by the team. But, you know, wish he could have finished out his career here, to be quite honest with you, because it's not like they had a lot in...
In hindsight, he probably wishes he would have stayed, or he would have not resigned.
You're probably right about that.
All right, here we go. Let's say hi to Kathy. Kathy, thank you so much for hanging on. You're on KDK. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. So here's my question. I guess about, now I'm not an expert, you are. So about 5 years ago, Medicare Supplement Plan F kind of went by the wayside. And now we're kind of in the same economic conditions, and especially with the changes now to the Advantage programs.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at Plan G. Do you think Plan G is going to be around, say, another 20 years or maybe even another 1 year? And then my second question, unrelated, well, sort of related, is what's your opinion of a standalone dental plan? And do you have any recommendations for one?
Great questions, Kathy. And thank you so much, number one, for remaining patient with us, and then secondarily to join the show. And good morning to you as well. So, first, Plan G is extremely similar to Plan F. The difference between the two is Plan G does not cover the Part B deductible. I know I'm throwing a lot of letters out there at
you. No, yeah.
So
I'm with you.
So the Plan B deductible was only like $257 for 2025. What I see happening, I do think Plan G is going to be around for a while. But what I do anticipate occurring is that the Part B deductible is probably going to go up a little bit more sharply in the future. And what I mean is, so the Plan F, with that covering the deductible for Part B, you know, the deductible will remain low because that was between government insurance to cover and insurance to cover. Now, moving forward, the onus is going to be on the patient or the client. I see that cost going up a little bit more rapidly in future years. But once you hit that deductible for all things medical and hospital, you're covered in full, just like you would be with Plan F. So I think because of that that burden being removed of the covering the Part B deductible, what I think what that's going to provide is that stability for that Plan G to remain in the market for a number of years moving forward. It's just that okay. I think the Part B deductible is going to go up a little bit more rapidly okay. in future years. So
Like in the 500 range or above? Like, or do you think it's more like 1,000?
No, I think it's going to be incremental at first. Until the okay. Plan F is effectively all the way phased away. And then at that point, it'll go up more sharply. But it's 257 now. It might go up to, I'm just spitballing here, but it might go up to 300 next year or the year after.
Okay.
And then, And then after Plan F is a lot less available or a lot less survivors have it, then at that point, it'll go up rapidly. So just pay attention to that. With the standalone dental, vision, hearing plans, they're tricky because Medicare does not cover any of those items on its own. So that's why you have to get the standalone. You need to get paired with really good coverage in that aspect. We do have access to a few carriers there that I would recommend calling in to see if any of them may be a fit. If not, which is possible, we can also recommend a company that might make more sense for the way you want your coverage to work that we might not work with yet. So they are good to have, but they can be expensive at the same time. I want to be very clear with you there. So you want to do a cost-benefit analysis of, for the amount I'm about to pay, does it make sense to have the coverage?
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. A couple of more minutes and it's all yours. Take it.
Yeah. So we went over a lot of information today. Of course, annual notice of change being the big talking point. You should be receiving that document here in the next few days if you haven't already. This is the document that your current insurance company has to provide you in order for you to make that comparison on your own. We talked about the coverage levels that you're going to want to pay special attention to because we think that there's going to be some changes in those regards that are going to be impactful. So we talked about that twice now. Please, with that document, understand it does not talk about how your prescription drug copays will be changing going forward next year. And I see a lot of movement in those areas. We talked about it a lot last year with we see companies re-tiering medication or applying the deductible or doing these other things to put more financial responsibility on you. I think that's going to continue, especially if you don't look at your options or do your plan comparison. So if you're the type of person who just lets your plan roll over from one year to the next, I think it's going to be increasingly painful going into January 2026. Just want to be very clear with you. So please get your comparison done to ensure how your coverage is going to work so that you understand clearly and you can budget for it moving forward. And then also we talked about the New to Medicare seminars. Again, we're in the community all the time. We have New to Medicare seminars. We have, you know, the Medicare market update presentations that we're going to be doing all over the place. I talked about, you know, hanging out with my friends at the Boomers and Beyond out in Mother and Sorrows in Murrysville this week. Got a lot of events happening in the community. I'm going to be doing one at Encompass Health in Sewickley, doing an event there. Going to be doing one in Lifespan in Imperial, where we're going to be doing Medicare market update presentations so that you can talk to us directly in person and understand how these changes are going to impact you individually. So if you need help in any of those regards, north, south, east, west, we will be in your neighborhoods. Come and check us out to get the information you deserve, and this all costs you nothing always. So connect with us, 888-818-6334. And one last time, I'm going to hit the seminars. September 16th, Baird Private Wealth Management in Wexford. September 25th, Quality Inn, in New Kensington. September 30th, Ligonier Library. September 7th, October 7th, Sewickley Library, and then October 14th, Holiday Inn Express, Irwin, all free to attend. Please just RSVP so we know how much information to bring. And you can do so by going to MediConnectInsurance.com or calling 888-818-6334.
You said everything. I couldn't have done it better myself. That's why you did it. But you got a Steelers hat on today. If people are watching you in the Metropolitan Window video screen, or you can click on KDKRadio.com, KDK Watch. Steelers, Seahawks tomorrow. Break it down.
I think they lose.
Do you?
I do. I was not encouraged by the defense.
It was weak.
And I think that Seattle has two good running backs. I think they have.
And that's the weakness of the Steelers. They can't stop the run.
I know. And I think that I love Jalen Ramsey. I love what he showed us in the first week. But I think the injuries to like Joey Porter and Derek Harmon are impactful.
They need him.
They do.
Cam's getting a little older.
I agree there. And I don't know that the game plan in the schematics can make up for the deficiencies in player personnel. Like, they're not blitzing enough anymore.
No.
So I think Seattle poses some problems, unfortunately.
And look, Aaron Rodgers is not going to throw four touchdown passes every game.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. I can't count on Ben Skoronek to catch a touchdown week in and week out, right? At least I don't think so. But I hope I'm pleasantly surprised and wrong. But I just think that Seattle poses some problems that we're not matched up well.
The only thing that is in our favor, Sam Darnold is nowhere near as mobile as Justin Fields.
Agreed.
So if he goes 3 and 4 seconds before he releases the ball, that gives TJ a bit of a jump. But if they can't stop the run, and we'll know early on,
yep,
it's over.
And but I also think that Sam Darnold is more timely, meaning he gets the ball out on time.
No, he does.
And with that also poses some issues for our team because, you know, if they don't get to the quarterback in time, usually the route is there.
And what's the old football analogy? What sets up the pass? The run.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, they've had some. Marshawn Lynch was a great running back.
Oh, man. One of my favorites.
Me too. And he's found a complete new career.
Yep.
It's amazing. But you know, when you start thinking about football, it really is just, it's a good thing, man. It's the best. I mean, there's nothing like the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Sunday in September.
Look, it captures all of our attention for 3 hours every week, right?
Yep. Who's your favorite Steeler of all time? You have one?
Of all time, wow. I mean, Ben is way up there.
Oh, yeah.
And now his family is my client, which is pretty cool.
It is cool.
Ben is one of them. But I would say going defensively, probably, I mean, James Harrison was just, and I met him, and he was on the street, much different person than what you saw on the field. He was so down to earth and nice.
And that's very nice and good that he was different than he
was. Yeah, right.
Hey, good seeing you again.
Same here, my friend.
Keep up the great work. All right, stay with us. Don't forget, 888-818-6334. Make that appointment. Never a charge for their services. It's almost here, the annual enrollment period. But they're here. The True Value Home Improvement Show is next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.